Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. We reported earlier this week that College of the Redwoods received two concerns from accreditors. Interim President Utpal Goswami explains.
So accreditors come in and look, we meet certain standards. So two of the areas they found that we did not meet the standard very well. One has to do with student learning outcomes, and the other has to do with institutional planning. These are two areas that trip up most institutions.
Like Goswami said, there are a lot of components, and it's a continuing challenge to keep on top of what's expected from accreditors. Assemblymember Wesley Chesbrough thanks the governor for signing SB 81, praising the governor for swift action and understanding of an issue to rural California school children. Chesbrough thanked Jerry Brown today for signing SB 81, a bill that restores this year's funding for the home-to-school transportation program. The signing came in time to save districts on the brink of firing their school bus drivers. It replaces $248 million in cuts to the home-to-school transportation program made by Governor Brown. We asked Chesbrough why the money was cut in the first place. He pointed at the governor as a possibility.
Well, it's really hard to say. The only thing I can speculate is that the governor really didn't understand the impact on very small districts and rural districts. That's not unusual in this building, because most of the voters are in urban and suburban areas, and both the governor and the majority of my colleagues don't understand rural problems. And so it's my job and the job of other rural legislators to make sure that in these bad times that we have, where budget cuts are necessary, and we can't spend money we don't have, nonetheless, that has to be evenly spread out over the population, and rural communities can't be made to have a greater degree of pain from the budget cuts than anywhere else in the state.
The deep transportation cuts that had affected Southern Humboldt have been replaced with a smaller, what Chesbrough calls more equitable reduction across schools across the board. Ferndale Youth Incorporated recently contributed $1,200 to the Ferndale Girls Athletic Fund to support the needs of female athletes and teams at Ferndale High School. Monies were donated in memory of Jessica Toast, who was a female athlete at Ferndale High School. The mission of the Ferndale Youth Incorporated is to support the youth and schools of the community of Ferndale by providing organizational and financial assistance to individuals and groups, both public and private. More KINS News is after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Tax season is around the corner. We asked CPA Bill McCauley if there's anything new taxpayers ought to keep in mind. McCauley says it's important to take 1099 forms seriously.
There are questions now on almost every return that has to do with either a business or a rental activity about 1099s. And what the question is did you pay any payments that should be reported on a 1099? And then so there's a yes, no. And if you check yes, then the next question is, if yes, did you? By filing, it means did you report those that you paid? Did you complete 1099s and mail them to people who received money for you for qualifying services? Or,
and here's why McCauley explains that it's such a big issue this year.
Well, here's the issue. the issue is, if you check that box, I did indeed incur those expenses, and no, I didn't file them, there are penalties for not filing the 1099. So you're asking, please penalize me. Second of all, the IRS has the ability. They don't do it much, but I think it's coming, where they can disallow the deduction if you didn't file the 1099.
If you have any questions about your taxes, don't hesitate to contact the friendly CPA near you. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.